Listening Library presents Once Upon a Time in the North by Philip Pullman. Read for you by the author and a full cast. The battered cargo balloon came in out of a rainstorm over the White Sea, losing height rapidly and swaying in the strong northwest wind as the pilot trimmed the vanes and tried to adjust the gas valve. The pilot was a lean young man with a large hat, a laconic disposition, and a thin moustache, and at present he was making for the Barents Sea Company depot, whose location was marked on a torn scrap of paper pinned to the binnacle of the gondola. He could see the depot spread out around the little harbour ahead, a cluster of administrative buildings, a hangar, a warehouse, workshops, gas storage tanks, and the associated machinery. It was all approaching fast, and he had to make quick adjustments to everything he could control in order to avoid the hangar roof and make for the open space beyond the warehouse. The gas valve was stuck. It needed a wrench, but the only tool to hand was a dirty old revolver, which the pilot hauled from the holster at his waist and used to bang the valve till it loosened all at once, releasing more gas than he really wanted. The balloon sagged and drooped suddenly and plunged downwards, scattering a group of men clustered around a broken tractor. The gondola smashed into the hard ground and bounced and dragged behind the emptying balloon across the open space until it finally came to rest only feet away from a gas storage tank. The pilot gingerly untangled his fingers from the rope he'd been holding on.